Well, hello there.
And welcome to another episode of She Speaks Stories podcast. This is Katie.
And this is Julia.
And we're rolling along on our Advent series. So far, we have talked to Julia's mom, Betty, who also happened to be my mentor and kind of like spiritual. I don't want to say mother because we're the same age. She's not old. I'm not old. Her and I walked side by side, but she was so many years ahead of me spiritually that she really mothered me spiritually.
Yeah.
So we talked to Betty about hope and where does our hope really lie? And she shared stories.
Yeah.
And then our last episode, we talked to my brother.
Yeah.
Many of you know and love through this podcast. And
So great.
I just love that guy.
Oh my gosh.
And Julie and I laugh. We say he's kind of our honorary he on He Speaks Stories because we have him back often.
Yeah, we can't get enough. We just want him to keep coming.
Absolutely. He talked about peace.
Yeah.
And both Julie and I said, wow, it ministered to our souls. How do you really have peace on earth when there really is no peace on earth? If you haven't listened to the episode with Tom, tune into that because it will tell you about peace.
Yeah.
Okay. So hope and peace. Now today's episode, I'm just so excited for it because we're taking a little bit of a turn.
Yeah.
And I think without the hope, without the peace, we couldn't even talk about this, but what we're going to talk about today is just joy.
Joy.
And when I say we, I mean Julia and her precious children are just kind of talking about the joy in Christmas.
Yeah. We got together earlier and recorded a little bit, and I just asked them a few questions about joy. So we wanted to share that sweet moment that I had with them, with you guys, because joy in Christmas is good in adults, but it is so pure in children. And I think that's what Jesus loves. And that's what he said, let the little children come to me, because our faith when we're young is so inhibited by all the little doubts and worries, and their joy just comes out so strong and wonderful. So we're excited to share that sweet moment with all of you.
More. And as Julie and I talked about Christmas, and there is nothing like the excitement and joy. And like you said, Julia, just the innocence, the purity, that they haven't gotten all these prejudices and weird, you know, doctrinal things that take them off base. They're just, so kids and Christmas. And we thought, let's do that. So, listen in as Julia and her kids talk about joy.
Yeah. Hello, I am here today with not one, not two, not three, but four guests. This is a She Speaks Stories first. We not only have four guests today, but we also have our youngest guests. They are four of my favorite people, my children. Today we have Wesley and Molly and Andrew and Lorelai, and our week of Advent is the week of joy. So we'll be talking about joy today. And we thought, what better than to talk to children about Christmas joy? As we approach Christmas in our season of Advent. So we are so excited to have the Four Cyphers children here today. You guys want to say hello? Okay, so we are all going to talk about joy, you guys, and you know that joy is defined as a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. So it is beyond happy. It is ultimate excitement and thrill. So we're going to each take a turn, because when we all talk at the same time, it's really hard to hear. We do that often, as big families often do, where everyone's talking at the same time, but we are going to go one at a time to help keep the clarity of our stories. So let's start with Wesley. Why don't you come on up?
Yes, mom.
All right. Hello, Wesley.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
You're good? Okay. Are you excited about Christmas?
Yes, very excited.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very, very excited. Very okay, excited. Good. When you think about joy, does a story, Christmas story, come to mind?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you want to tell us a story that you think of when you think of Christmas joy?
Yes. So, as a tradition, our father reads the Bible every or the morning
of Christmas.
Of Christmas, right?
What part do you remember? What he's specifically reading? Is he reading about Adam and Eve? Is he reading?
He's reading about Jesus's birth.
Jesus's birth. So I think normally he goes to Luke, but right. So he's reading the story of when Jesus was born. Why is it important that we do that in the morning?
So we know what happens on the day?
Yeah, because what Christmas is about is
Jesus's birth.
Jesus's birth. Right. So it's a good way to start it. Okay, yeah. So that starts up, and the anticipation and the excitement is
we're like waiting to open the presents.
Right, you can see them all, but you're still to wait. Okay. So that's the Christmas joy there. And then after he finishes reading,
he puts on this Red Sox Santa hat. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And then he passes us the presents. I remember one time I was so happy to see their faces of the presents that I gave them.
Right. That is so good. I feel like there's joy in getting the presents for sure.
Definitely.
But there's like a different kind of joy that comes when you know that you have a present for someone that's specific and you wrap it and prepare it and then you give it to them.
Yeah.
Do you think that kind of joy exists with God when he gives us
100%,
right? Yes. He has joy in giving us great gifts, just the way that we have joy when we give each other presents. I love that.
Right.
And that's something to look forward to every year, is that moment of
giving
and receiving. I love it.
Really?
Great, great story. Okay, Molly, do you want to come up next?
Yes.
All right, Molly is up. How's it going, Molly?
Good.
So Wesley just told a great story about Christmas joy, which is so fun to have a tradition where every Christmas we know good, fun things are going to happen. When you think of joy at Christmas, does a story come to mind?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What story is the story you think of when you think of Christmas joy?
One time when all of us were really little. I think Ellie was still in diapers.
Yeah.
Dad was gone. He was deployed.
Yeah. Right? Yep. I remember that.
I remember we picked him up from the airport a week before Christmas.
Oh, a week before Christmas. And we had to get ready for it. I wanted you guys all to have like your fanciest clothes on because we were getting ready to get Dad.
Yeah.
You all had dresses and coats, and it was chaotic.
Everybody very
into the car.
We had a video of it.
Right. We did. We have a video of it. So we got in the car, we drove to the airport. You're in your fancy Christmas outfit, and then we had to do a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Hours.
Yeah, we sat in that airport. Bored. I think his plane may have been delayed. And so we were a little bit earlier than we should have been. So we sat for a long time. And then I got the text from him that they landed. And then we went finding him. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And we all ran to him.
Yeah, when you saw him.
Big hug.
Yeah, everybody ran. And Ellie was so little. She was like, do I know this? Okay, yeah, I'll hug him too. Yeah, which was so cute. Okay, so what is the joy in that story? What joy did you feel?
Seeing dad,
seeing the person that you loved and you missed, at last you got to hug him. And I think part of that too was because it was at Christmas time. We were having so much fun getting ready beforehand, but it didn't quite feel
right.
Yes.
Because dad was
home. Right. We needed that element of dad being home. So it like completed the picture of Christmas. And that is another big joy when we have that completion, that everything is together, the hope and the waiting is done. And now we can have Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great Christmas story. Okay. The next up is Andrew.
Hello.
Oh, get up here and let's hear your story.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. So we're talking about Christmas joy, and Wes and Molly just shared a really good story. When you think of Christmas joy, does a story come to mind for you?
No.
Can you try really hard to think of one?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can think of a Christmas story, what comes to mind?
Every morning at Christmas, you wake us up.
I do wake you up. And what do we say every Christmas Eve? You say,
we're going to wake up before you.
Every Christmas Eve. And have you ever woken up before me?
Nope.
Why not?
This is the joy of Christmas. You always wake up.
I have the joy of Christmas. That's true. And I wake up. I don't know what it is, but I always wake up earlier. Even some mornings, it's been like 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to wake up early. But on Christmas Day, boy, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. And then she wakes us up with playing the Five Iron Frenzy song. You got to get up. It's Christmas morning.
Yep. Five Iron Frenzy, which is one of Dad's favorite bands. And I love Christmas. So it's a good collision of things that we love.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it's a really peppy song.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of an exciting one to wake up to on Christmas.
And then we go downstairs with the joy of Christmas.
Right. With the joy of Christmas. So the fun of waking up to an exciting kind of like, not wild, but like peppy song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like, oh, gotta get up. It's Christmas morning. And that feeling as we run down the stairs, because you know all that waiting is done and you get to
open the presents,
get your stockings, all of that fun is there. Mm-hmm. So the joy is just built up in that like popcorn pop.
Yeah.
It's like, wake up, go get it.
Yes.
That's a great story of the joy of Christmas. I love that so much. Okay. And last but not least, we have Lorelai.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. So we just talked to Wes and Molly and then Andrew. Now it's your turn to share with what do you think of when you think of joy at Christmas time? What's a joy of yours?
I like making all the cookies and stuff.
You do. And like, even not at Christmas time,
I love to make cookies.
So there's a joy in baking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you love about baking things?
I think I like to like stir things and to like decorate them. Frosting gets all over my face.
Yeah. So there's a part of trying and eating it that you love too. That's really good. So what at Christmas time, do we do a little extra baking?
Yes, we do a lot.
A lot of extra baking. And we make Christmas cookies and we get sugar for our, stockings.
Yeah, stockings.
Chocolate. What's the other thing that we try to build every year?
Gingerbread houses,
yes. Mm-hmm. And we have done some where we've tried to do it with gingerbread.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't really work last time because everything just crumbled.
Yes.
I remember we tried to fill them up with like marshmallows to like hold them.
To have like a stabilizer and then built the gingerbread and still, it's tricky. Yeah. So we've yet to master how to keep the gingerbread pieces together. Yeah. Even we've gotten kits before and they still haven't stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Does it remove the joy when our houses break apart? No, because what do we get to do when the houses break?
Eat them.
So there's joy in that.
Yeah.
And I think God gives us good things and he loves to give us delicious things too.
Yes.
He loves for us to enjoy life's little treats, and baking and eating is definitely one of those treats. Yeah, I love that. Okay, guys, those were 4 great examples of Christmas joy, And I think that's one of the things that God wants for us, is to have joy in this season, because even though we've done a lot of waiting, we've done a lot of hoping, anticipating, just like his people were waiting for their Messiah, mm-hmm. he wanted them to have that joy at the end, mm-hmm. at receiving the King of Kings, Jesus's birth. And that thrill is, oh boy, just a really good part of Christmas. Okay, so we hope you guys all are having a happy Christmas time. Merry Christmas again. And we will talk to everyone soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey friends, Julia here. Hey, did you know that She Speaks Stories has a newsletter? Yeah, we do. To subscribe to it, just head over to our website, shespeaksstories.com. We are also on socials, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram by just searching She Speaks Stories. We post and share all kinds of fun things. So following us is a great way to stay connected and updated on all of that fun. We just love our story community, and we hope you can join in on the sharing of stories, because as you know, we say all the time, stories change lives.
Oh my gosh. How sweet was that?
I love it. As adults, sometimes we say, you know, Christmas just isn't what it used to be. And it is, because as kids, it's so magical and joyful and and happy. And so that was just so much fun. Thank each one of your precious four children from us listeners. And we love you all. And we'll see you next time when we talk about love.
Love. Yep. It'll be fun. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.